All right. I've been listening to Francis Chan. I can't even remember the title of his book. But he's a fellow who started what grew into what I would have called a mega church 10, 12 years ago. Church of, 4,000 or 5,000. Multiple services on Saturday and Sunday and such. Got to be a, pretty big deal. Big church preacher. And he gave that up and went out into the field as an itinerant preacher, I assume. I didn't pay that close attention. But now he's preaching a small church, house church idea with first church. Second chapter of Acts, communal living environments, agape arrangements, true love between one another. And hearing him describe his vision and his recent efforts, I had to say that at 71 years old, I can look at that and say, been there, done that. On two or three occasions, actually, but one primarily when I was a member of a cult called the Tony and Susan Alamo Christian Foundation, which I entered, about a year and 4 months after I returned from Vietnam. It was the 5th of July in 1970. And there were maybe 100 people in the church at that time. And they all lived at 1412 North Crescent Heights Boulevard in Hollywood, California. On the east side of the street, across from a huge Church of Christ Scientist that had a massive cedar of Lebanon growing in their front yard. I always wondered, how in the wicked world did they get a tree that big in the length of time that that building had been there? Still a bit of a mystery to me. 1412 was half a block from Sunset Boulevard, and the drugstore where some actress was discovered. Lots of stories about that, but the point is we lived communally. We had community clothing. We all slept on mattresses on the floor of the sanctuary every night. And we had assigned prayer hours, and most everybody signed up for 3 of those a day. We did this willingly. There were really no rules that said we had to do more than 1 hour a day. And we would walk the distance from Crescent Heights Boulevard up to the strip, sometimes twice a day, sometimes once in the early afternoon after all the chores were done. We'd walk up there and gather whatever hippies we could find. And we did that, and we went to Hollywood Boulevard, and we would walk home with the people that we would find. We'd bring them to church with us. And the life that this Francis Chan is imagining could grow out of that grew into a horrendous cult following a leader who claimed to be God's man of the hour of faith and power. So hopefully that's not what's going to happen to Francis Chan. But there's another rule that exists somewhere in the Bible that says, suffer not a novice to teach or preach. And what he's doing is cranking out church planters at the rate of 4 a year. Multiplied, you know. 4 a year, a year, a year, a year. On all the vectors. And what is going to come out of that are going to be young men and women ill prepared for the same snares that snared him earlier in his career. So this is just an old man saying, watch out for that part. And make sure your people read what Paul read, at least, at a minimum, have them read Plato, at a minimum. That's all. That's a podcast.